弟兄姐妹平安。我们今天读的经文是《腓立比书》四章一到九节。我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的，帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。阿们。
Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好，每位弟兄姐妹。
My name is David. I'm one of the pastors here.
这位是David 牧师，是这里的牧师。
I confess I don't know a lot about Chinese New Year.
我承认我对中国的春节新年不是很了解。
However, I've learned.That Chinese New Year begins with the new moon, which is this year is the 29th of January.
但我了解中国的新年呢是春节呢是从正月，就是今年的1月29日开始。
And it will last for 15 days.
有15天，持续的15天。
Chinese New Year is not like Western celebrations that focus on the clock striking midnight.
中国的春节或者新年呢，不像西方的庆祝活动呢，它是以午夜的钟声为敲响为中心的。
Rather, Chinese New Year is about letting go of the old and welcoming the new.
相反呢，中国的新年呢，主题呢是辞旧迎新。
It's often celebrated with family traditions and eating hot pot together.
人们通常以家庭的传统和一起吃火锅来庆祝春节。
Excuse me. Is it hot pot? Is that what it's called?
这个火锅是不是这个我们的这个传统呢？好像不是啊。That's right.
I'm reliant on the internet.
他可能不是很清楚。
After 15 days at the Lantern Festival, lanterns are released into the sky or onto the water.
15天后，就是人们在这个元宵节呢，让那个将花灯放飞在这个天空或者水面上。
The lanterns again symbolize letting go of the past and focusing on a new self for the year.
灯笼象征着再次的放下过去，在新的一年专注新的自我。
And the lanterns are often red to symbolize good fortune.
灯笼呢通常是红的，象征的是好运。
The Apostle Paul also spoke about letting go of the past and focusing on the future.
使徒保罗也谈到放下过去来着眼或者着眼未来。
He said earlier in the book of Philippians, But one thing I do, Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
他在腓立比书里面呢，前面一段说到，但有一件事我要做，我忘记背后的事情，竭力追求前面的事，就向着目标竭力向前，是要得着神在基督耶稣里召我升天所要的奖赏。
None of us know what will happen this year, but we're encouraged to focus on Christ and all we have in Him.
虽然我们都不知道今天会发生什么，但我们就要鼓励专注这个在基督耶稣里我们所拥有的一切。
For Christians, answers are not found in luck or good fortune, but in trusting God's goodness and loving kindness and faithfulness.
对于基督徒来说呢，答案不再是运气或者好运，是在于相信神的良善、慈爱和信实。
When the Apostle Paul and his co-worker Silas arrived in Philippi and began preaching, they were beaten and put in prison.
当保罗和他的这个一个跟随者希拉到达腓立比开始布道的时候，他们遭受到了殴打，并被关进了监狱。
And yet, amid such difficulty and horribleness, they sang hymns because of all that was theirs in Christ.
然而，在这样一个困境当中，他们唱起了赞美诗，因为在基督里，他们拥有了一切。
Paul urges us to look to the new year by keeping our focus firmly on Christ.
保罗敦促我们在新的一年里牢牢地以基督为中心。
He said in verse 1, Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, this is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends.
在腓立比书四章一节他说，我的弟兄姊妹啊，我所爱慕可慕的你们，我的喜乐和冠冕，亲爱的朋友，你们应当在这里，在主里站立得稳。
He commands us to stand firm in the Lord.
他命令我们在主里站立得稳。
We can learn from the past, but we are not to focus there.
我们可以从过去吸取教训，但是我们不能把注意力放在过去。
Rather, we are to focus on Christ and the things that are above.
相反，我们要专注在基督和在上之物。
To help us, Paul commands us in three ways.
为了帮助我们，保罗从三个方面来命令我们。
The first one, he says, is to rejoice in the Lord always.
第一是靠主常常喜乐。
In verse 4, he said, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
在四章的四节里面，常在主里喜乐，我再说一遍，喜乐。
If we were to read through the letter, we find that joy runs right throughout the letter.
喜乐的主题呢，贯穿了这封信，腓立比书。
Paul was not only in prison at Philippi, but he wrote this letter from prison, probably in Ephesus.
保罗不仅在关在腓立比的监狱里面，这封信也是在他监狱里写的，可能是在以弗所。
And yet, despite being in prison, he could say, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
尽管身在监狱里，他却始终在主里喜乐。
Paul had learned that God is always good and trustworthy.
保罗认识到，神永远是良善的和可信赖的。
So, whatever our circumstances, that is also true for us today.
因此，无论我们身处何种境况，今天我们也是由神来掌管一切。
God is in control. He is faithful. He is sufficient. He is strengthening, and He is at working. So that is reason for us to rejoice.
神掌管的一切。信实、充足、坚固、做工，因此这是喜乐的理由。
To rejoice is to focus on Jesus and all we have in Him, and not our main focus being on our situations.
喜乐就是专注于耶稣和我们在他里面所拥有的一切，而不是我们的处境。
In a painting competition, people were invited to paint the concept of peace and contentment.
我们举办了一个绘画的比赛，邀请人们呢描述和平和满足的一个概念。
Entries came in with the paintings of tranquil lakes and sunsets and landscapes.
啊，参赛的作品呢是有宁静的湖泊、日落和风景。
But the winning entry had painted something different.
但获奖的作品呢却与众不同。
The artist had painted a storm with the branch of a tree bent over with the wind.
画家呢画了一场暴风雨。树枝呢被压弯了。
The clouds had poured out their fury, and the tree seemed about to blow away.
乌云呢倾泻着怒火，然后呢大树呢似乎都要被吹走了。
And on a branch was a nest where a bird sheltered its chick with its wing.
但在树枝的上呢有一个鸟巢，一个鸟呢用翅膀为小鸟和雏鸟呢遮风挡雨。
For this chick, peace and joy despite its surroundings.
尽管环境恶劣，但是这里呢充满了宁静和欢乐。
The worries of this world tempt us to doubt and lose our focus on Jesus.
这个世界的忧虑啊，会让我们产生怀疑，失去对耶稣的关注。
But to rejoice is to keep choosing to trust that God is good.And that he knows what is happening in our lives.
喜乐就是继续的选择，相信神是好的，他知道我们生命中发生了什么。
He knows our future is secure in him.
我们的未来在他那里是安全的。
Where we put our focus, where we look, will be where our heart is. So Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always.
所以呢，我们的关注点在哪里，就决定了我们的心在哪里。所以呢，保罗呢再次强调，常常的在主里喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always was number one. Number two, let your gentleness be evident or be seen.
第二呢，是让人看见你们的温柔。
He wrote in verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near.
腓立比书四章五节你们的温柔要让众人看见，主离我们很近了。
The word gentleness can have the image of being soft and sensitive and unwilling to stand up for themselves.
而温柔一词是给人的印象是柔软、敏感，不愿为自己出头。
But the word gentleness also carries a meaning of controlled strength.
但这个词也有控制力量的意思。
So, for example, a horse is a strong animal.
例如马呢是一种非常强壮的一个动物。
And when the horse is trained, the horse uses its strength to serve others.
但是呢，当经过这个训练以后呢，马呢是可以通过力量来服务和帮助他人的。
So we can say the horse is gentle.
所以说呢，马上是我们可以说呢是温和的。
A gentle person does not seek their own glory, but humbly serves others.
温柔的人呢，不追求自己的荣耀，而是谦卑的为他人服务。
I imagine you've had the experience of wanting to purchase an item, and you ring or email to make sure it's in stock before going to the shop.
我想你一定有过这样的经历。你想购买一件商品，在去商店之前呢，你会打电话或者呢是发邮件呢确认那里是否有货。
And you'd find that when you arrive, they've made a mistake, and it's not there at all.
但是当你到达的时候呢，才发现呢他们搞错了，他们呢根本就是没有这个货。
If you're like me, the temptation can be to be annoyed and complained.But a gentle person is controlled.
你可能会像我一样，但是呢，恼怒或者抱怨，但是呢，一个温柔的人呢是会控制自己的。
He or she may verbalize their disappointment, but does not take out her frustration on others.
他呢可能会用语言表达自己的失望，但是呢不会把这种挫败感或者愤怒呢。发泄到别人的身上。
I wonder whether you've ever thought what you would like said at your funeral.
啊，我非常想知道你希望在自己的葬礼上你说些什么。
If people said about me, my name's David. David made lots of money.
啊，如果人家在对我说我的名字叫大卫，大卫呢赚了很多钱。
David was strong and did not let others take advantage of him.
大卫呢很坚强，没有让别人占他的便宜。
Well, maybe David was caring and humble. He treated others with genuine respect. He reflected Jesus.
或者呢，大卫呢很谦虚，很有爱心，他真诚的尊重他人，他反映了耶稣基督。
A humble person points the attention away from serving their own needs, and their life points to Jesus.
谦卑的人呢，将人们的注意力呢，从满足自己的需要上向上转移开，他们的生命呢，转向耶稣基督。
But to be vulnerable, or it can be vulnerable to be humble and encourage others to succeed.And for them to get ahead, it can be scary because I fear I may miss out.
因为担心自己会错过机会，所以呢，谦虚并鼓励他人成功或者出人头地呢，可能是很脆弱的。
But the Apostle Paul said, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near."
但保罗说，你们的温柔要向众人显明。
Whatever we do.Jesus is near. He is close by. He is aware of what's happening in your lives, and he is watching over you.
主离我们很近了。无论我们做什么，主耶稣都在我们身边。知道我们正在做什么，他在注视着我们。
Like or imagine a parent standing behind a door, listening to their child or their grandchild playing a game.And allowing other people to win.
就像父母或者说是祖父母站在门后听自己的孩子玩游戏，让别人赢。
The parent finds pleasure in knowing their child honors others.
父母知道自己的孩子呢尊重他人会很高兴。
The child doesn't know the parent is there, but the parent watches and will not allow anything to happen.That is not ultimately for the child's good and growth.
孩子其实不知道父母在哪里，但父母在看着，不会允许任何不利孩子成长的事情发生。
Jesus is near and is honored when we reflect him.
耶稣在我们的身边，当我们反映他的时候，他就会感到开心或者荣耀。
That Jesus is near also means that he is returning soon.
耶稣就在我们身边，也意味着他很快就会回来。
So we are to live knowing that Jesus will ask us to give an account of how we have lived.
因此我们在生活中要知道耶稣会要求我们对自己的生活方式做出交代。
We are to get on with living like Jesus, knowing that he is returning.
所以我们要像耶稣一样生活，因为我们知道他即将归来。
And so we are not to build our wealth, but we are to build God's kingdom.
所以我们不要建立自己的财富，而是要建立神的国度。
So rejoice in the Lord always was number one. Let your gentleness be seen was number two. And number three, do not be anxious about anything.But learn instead to pray.
所以一和二都是第三呢，是凡事不要忧虑，要学习祷告。
In verses 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以六到七是凡事不要忧虑。只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐超乎人们所能明白的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
For Paul, the solution for worry is found in trusting that God is involved in our situation. Instead of anxiety, we are told how to find peace.
在保罗看来，解决忧虑的方法在于相信神与我们处境息息相关。他告诉我们如何找到平安，而不是焦虑。
In our society today, the temptation is to be anxious because of what we see around us, or hear in the media, or see on the streets.
在我们当今的社会里，由于我们在周围的环境、媒体和甚至街道上所看到的一切，又或者我们去焦虑。
There is so much to worry about: conflicts, cost of living, about young people getting a job, about climate change, terrorism.Relationships, famine, drought, tsunamis, earthquakes, the possibility of nuclear war. We live in an epidemic of anxiety.
我们需要担心的事情很多，冲突、生活成本、年轻人的就业、气候的变化、恐怖主义、人际关系、饥荒、干旱、海啸、地震、核战争的可能性。我们生活在一个焦虑当中。
This isn't written here, Daniel. Sometimes at night time, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, worrying about things, going over in my mind, trying to work out situations, rather than just staying asleep.
德牧师说，他们有时候两点三点爬起来醒过来的时候，他也是担心在这些。
I need to remind myself of this verse.
他需要提醒自己，也是这一段的经文。
It seems simple what Paul says, even superficial, but Paul tells us what to do.
这似乎很简单，甚至很肤浅，但保罗告诉我们该怎么做。
He writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything." By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
凡事不要忧虑，只要凡事记着祷告和祈求，带着感谢，将你们所求的告诉神。
When was the last time you prayed about things that worry you?
你上一次专门为那些让你忧虑的事祷告是什么时候？你们还记得吗？
When was the last time you found things to be thankful to God for amidst your trouble and worry?
你上一次在烦恼中找到值得感谢神的事情是什么时候呢？
According to Paul, the way to be anxious about nothing is to be prayerful about everything.
保罗说不为任何事忧虑的方法就是为任何事祷告。
Prayer does not mean that life will be smooth and we escape pressure. Rather, it's in the context of pressure that the promise offers peace and rest in God.
祷告并不意味着我们生活还会一帆风顺，我们会逃避压力。相反，正是在压力的背景下，应许为我们提供在神里面的平安和安息。
It can be easy to praise God.When everything is going well, but when everything is difficult, that requires courage and faith.
在一切顺利的时候呢，赞美神可能是非常相对容易的，但是在一切困难的时候，赞美神就需要勇气和信心。
And if we stop to think, there is always an abundance of things to be thankful for.
我们需要花一点时间来考虑。总有很多事呢，值得我们去感恩。
That we are forgiven, there is no condemnation. We have grace and mercy. We have God's word. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing, along with having hospitals and cars and education.
我们宽恕人家，不定罪人家，感恩和怜悯，以及神的话语，一切属灵的祝福，还有。医院、汽车、教育，这一切。
As we lift our eyes off what causes anxiety and onto God with thankfulness, we find that he says in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus."
所以当我们将目光从导致忧虑的事物上移开，满怀感恩的注视神的时候呢，我们就会发现第七节里面说的，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
The promise is not deliverance from the situation, but rather our hearts and minds will be protected and guarded by God with his peace in the situation.
所以这个应许并不是让我们从困境中解脱，而是让我们在的心灵在困境中得到神的平安的保护和守护。
This is peace beyond human understanding.
而这些都不是人所能理解的平安。
The Apostle Paul urges us to look to Christ as we begin this year.
在新的一年开始之际呢，保罗敦促我们仰望耶稣基督。
He reminds us what is ours as we stand firm in him.Having said that in chapter 3, that it is the death of Jesus and the power of his resurrection that enable us to stand firm.
他提醒我们，当我们在他里面站立得稳的时候呢，我们所拥有的是什么？他在第三章里面说，是耶稣的死和他复活的大能使我们站立得稳。
It's not our effort, but the power of his spirit at work within us.
这是不是我们的努力，而是他的灵在我们里面运行的力量。
Stand firm, not in yourself, but in the Lord.
站立得稳，不是靠自己，而是靠主。
Recognize that His peace is available because God is good and in control.
认识到他的平安是可以得到的，因为神是良善的，是掌权的。
Be gentle, showing humble kindness rather than wanting your way.Because God sees and knows your situation.
要温柔，表现出谦卑的仁慈，而不是一意孤行，因为神看到并知道你的处境。
Don't be anxious, but put time aside to pray about everything, and God will strengthen your hearts with His peace.
不要焦虑，要留出时间为每件事祷告，神会用他的平安坚固你的信心。
Live joyful lives, because through Christ,We have so much that the world can never give to us.
过喜乐的生活，因为通过耶稣基督，我们拥有的世人所无法给予我们的一切。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢。
Thank you to Daniel.
谢谢。谢谢大家。
You happy if I pray?
Yeah.
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
谢谢主，谢谢你给我们的。话
We thank you that speaks to the deep things and the deep needs in our life.
谢谢你，你给我们的真的是更深的理解，更深的感情，更深的了解。
We thank you for the reminder of standing firm in Jesus.
谢谢你，你让我们真的是在主里面站立得稳。
And we thank you that you've given us everything we need to be able to do that in Him.
你也谢谢你，你给我们任何的事情，让我们做这些事情。
Please help us to remember to rejoice in the Lord always.
让我们真的是记住你跟我们在一起。
To let our gentleness be evident to others.
让我们真的是温柔地对待每一件事情，每一个人。
And to remember to pray when we're anxious and find things to be thankful for.
让我们真的是通过祷告来真的是来温柔地对待每一个人。
Amen.
Amen.